Page 19. Christ conquered death, and declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead. Romans chapter 1, verse 4. Now when he had said these things, he cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come forth!" And he who had died came out bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was wrapped with a cloth. Jesus said to them, "Loose him, and let him go." John chapter 11, verses 43 and 44. Therefore my Father loves me, because I lay down my life that I may take it again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This command I have received from my Father. John chapter 10, verses 17 and 18. Then he came and touched the open coffin, and those who carried him stood still. And he said, "Young man, I say to you, arise." And he who was dead sat up and began to speak. Luke chapter 7, verses 14 and 15a. "I am he who lives and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the keys of Hades and of death." Revelation chapter 1, verse 18. The last enemy that will be destroyed is death. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 26. Page 20. The Commandments of God. The Lord said, "You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourselves any carved image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them, nor serve them. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. Observe the Sabbath day, to keep it holy, as the Lord God commanded you. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work. Honor your father and your mother, as the Lord your God has commanded you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife. And you shall not desire your neighbor's house, his field, his manservant, his maidservant, his ox, his donkey, or anything that is your neighbor's." Deuteronomy chapter 5, verses 7 through 21.